Mel's Tire Pregame Show, brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Now stay tuned for tonight's game.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. Let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. The Lebo Booster Club, they back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! And Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at mantill.com. Henry out with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most, proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities.
Back in the 90s, every Monday at 1 o'clock on KFFX Emporia, Mix 104.9.
Welcome back to Barton Community College, and we're getting set for Greeley County versus Lebo in the boys' championship game. Lebo got here with a win over Beloit St. John's Tipton on Thursday night, and then a great 68-52 victory last night over Axtell, while Greeley County defeated Southern Cloud in the first night, and then last night beat Coldwater South Central. It was Coldwater South Central that went on and took third place today on a victory over Axtell. Also earlier today in the game that you heard on Country 101.7 FM, it was out in Dodge City. It was Opie losing in double overtime to Montezuma South Gray, 80-77, and what's must have just been an outstanding game between two teams that, by the way, last year met in the state championship game. And this game here, Tribune Greeley County is the defending state champions in 1A Division II. They beat Hanover on a shot at the buzzer last year. The way this gym is and the way the atmosphere must have been, it must have been just nuts in here on that shot last year. You know, the Lebo Wolves coming in. One of the things tonight, I want to see, compared to the girls' game, I want to see how, if the boys can come out with a start and just tell Greeley County, we're going to be in there until the very last shot. We're going to be coming after you and coming after you. I didn't get that sense in the early game, but this game here, even watching the kids warming up, the boys seem to be a little bit looser than the girls in the warm-ups. We'll be back after this 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Lebo State Tournament Action on Mix 104.9 FM.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Lebo Wolves good luck.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Tri-County Real Estate. Carmen Mackey provides outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen at 620-341-0838. USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. and Wolf Car Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, 3 self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves!
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Lebo State Basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. Let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. The Lebo Booster Club, they back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! And Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at mantill.com. Henry out with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most, proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities.
Back here at Barton Community College in Lebo, going in their first state title game since 2005 when the Wolves lost to Hanston out at Hayes. That year was the Nathan Lindsay, Brian Lindsay, Scott Jones, Adam Laughlin, and Blake Jones group that was led by Coach Matt Barrett. And if I remember right, they lost to Hanston, but that was also the year it was great for the Lebo Waverly School District because Nathan Stewart and Mike Hevel led Waverly to fourth place that year. So we had both the Waverly-Lebo schools out at Hayes that year, and they both got to play on Saturday, since Waverly was playing in the earlier part and Lebo played in the later game. That was an incredible team that Lebo had that year. And they beat Waverly four times that year, once at the Osage City Tournament, once in the regular season, once in the Lyon County League Tournament, and once in the regional championship game. I think they beat them by 1 point each time. And just was, and I remember Coach Barrett going, hey, great, we're both going to state. Oh, no, I think we might have to beat them out there. And so it was just a great, great year for the Lebo Waverly School District and a team that I fondly remember following back in 2005. But this time the Wolves want to take it a step further and come away with the victory here and join the 88 team with the championship trophy. And I'm looking forward to this game. Been looking forward to it for a long time. Just because I've been looking forward to call my great nephew Landon in a state title game. And this is a fun one. And so let's get ready for some action here. Let's give you a rundown of the starting lineups. Starting lineups brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go, Dawgs. Starting lineups for Tribune Greeley County. And we'll, and this place, like I said, I don't know what this tune is, but I got to find out because this is a great warm-up tune. For Greeley County, coming in with a record of 24-1. They'll go with Lincoln Schaefer, a 5'9 sophomore. Titus Shearer, a 5'4 senior. Isaac Snyder, a 6-foot senior. Isaac and Valentin Villalobos, a 5'10 senior. And Jackson Brandt, a 6'1 senior. Head coach is Josh Gooch. He's assisted by Drew Zier. And for the Lebo Wolves, they'll go with Landon Grimmett, a 6-foot senior. Luke Davies, a 6'1 senior. Grayson Shoemaker, a 6'1 junior. Austin Bailey, a 5'10 senior. And Zachary Oswald, a 6'2 sophomore. Head coach is Dennis Becker. He's assisted by Duncan Ford. Now, Duncan knows what it's like to win a title as a team because the 2015 Osage City Indians, won the state title in 2015. And another thing, too, is this Lebo team and their run reminds me of his dad's first state title back in 2000, coming in with us as a sixth seed and pull off the wins against the 3 seed and the 2 seed to get to face the 1 seed like Osage City did in 2000 when they came in as a 6th seed and ended up winning the state title meeting Hayes Thomas More Prep on a Saturday night in Hutchinson. And speaking of Duncan Ford, another old team of his Emporia State Hornets today. A game that you heard on KVOE 1400 AM came away with a 70-52 victory over Northern State. And they will advance to play in tomorrow's regional semifinal game at 5 o'clock, where they'll take on University of Minnesota Duluth. And that game you'll be able to hear on Mix 104.9 tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. So good luck to the Hornets. The first time that they've won, I think Ben may have ever won at a regional game. I mean, it's just a remarkable year and a remarkable turnaround done by Coach Craig Doty and his staff at Emporia State and those players. So it's just a great, great deal. And now we'll be back for the tip-off between Greeley County and Lebo. We'll be back after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Lebo State Basketball Tournament on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Lebo Wolves good luck.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Tri-County Real Estate. Carmen Mackey provides outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen at 620-341-0838. USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. And Wolf Car Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, 3 self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves!
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial,
for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties, and Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Lebo State Basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Back here at Great Bend, they're finishing up introducing the starting lineups. And it's just, the atmosphere is great. By the way, if you love the color red, it's all over here because it's both teams are red, and everybody's wearing the red shirt, so there's just red everywhere. And they're just wrapping up the introduction of the starting lineups. Greeley County will be wearing the home white with red numbers and red stripes, and red and black stripes, while Lebo is in their road red with white numbers and white stripes. Coach Becker is definitely firing them up over there. And we're set to bring you the final game of the season. This is what all those kids dream about. They dreamed about when they were a little kid playing for Lebo. And now they're in a state championship, going for a state championship game, and they get that opportunity here tonight. And same way, I guess, you can say with the kids from Greeley County. Landon Grimmett set to jump center. And jumping center is Jackson Brandt for Jackson Brandt jumping center for Greeley County. Lebo going left to right across the radio dial. The tip goes to Lincoln Schaefer for Greeley County. Gives it off to Titus Shear. Man-to-man defense being put on by Lebo. They get the ball to the left side to Jackson Brandt. Brandt now gives it. Now in the middle is Lincoln is Schaefer. Schaefer gives it to Brandt. Brandt layup. Good. And the first two of the night. Here comes the pressure being put on by Greeley County. And we get a loose basketball knocked out of bounds. They will press, 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 press. Which makes me wonder if Lebo's depth will come into play tonight. Landon Grimmett with it up top. Left side to Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker, man-to-man defense being put on by Greeley County to Luke Davies. Davies gets the ball, gives it up to Grimmett. Grimmett goes across court to Bailey. Bailey gets it inside and underneath. Shot is put up by Oswald. Now Oswald has the ball knocked out of bounds. Zach, when he got the ball, he was too far underneath the basket and really didn't have a chance to make that shot. Found out last night that Zach and Austin are cousins. Ran into their families after the game. Shoemaker has the ball, has some trouble with it. Ball knocked away, comes up into Bailey's hands. Bailey gets it out to Davies. Davies runs it down in backcourt. Davies now gives the ball left side to Grimmett for three. No good. Rebounded by Greeley County. Schaefer gets it off underneath. Shot is up, no good, but a foul. Foul on Landon Grimmett. And going to the free throw line will be Isaac Snyder. Isaac Snyder shooting two. Free throw is up, and it is no good. Isaac Snyder set to shoot the free throw. Second free throw. It's up, and it is no good. Rebounded by Oswald. Oswald gives it out to Grimmett. Grimmett, now to Shoemaker. Shoemaker across the timeline. Ball goes to the left side to Bailey. Ball stolen away. Here comes a fast break opportunity. Shot is up and good. 5-0, 4-0 lead just like that. Again by Brandt. Davies having some trouble with it. Having a lot of trouble. Gets it to Bailey. Bailey now being double teamed. He's going to take it to the basket. Layup no good. And he's fouled. They're going to say he was fouled on the floor. Foul is going to be on Isaac Snyder, his first. Inbounds pass comes into Bailey. Comes into Oswald. Oswald's shot blocked, but he's fouled. I think Zach Oswald's going to have to be used tonight. Foul is on Lincoln Schaefer. Free throw by Oswald is up and good. First point of the night goes to Zach Oswald for Lebo. Second free throw by Oswald is up and good. Give him 2 points, 4-2. Now it's Titus Shear, gets it across the timeline. Now to Schaefer. Schaefer over to Shear. Shear goes into the right corner to Brandt. Brandt dishes it back out to Schaefer. Schaefer gets it up top to Brandt. Brandt gives it over to Belalobos. Belalobos back to Shear. Shear gets an inside ball stolen. Here comes Shoemaker on the break. Shoemaker takes it to the basket. Layup. Good, and we're tied. Grayson Shoemaker with his first two, and we're tied at four. Ball goes over left side to Schaefer. Schaefer takes it to the right wing. Gets it back up to Shear. Shear now gives the ball to Brandt. Brandt launches a three. Good. Jackson Brandt with all seven of the points for Greeley County. Now pressure again being put on the backcourt. Bailey has it. Bailey gets it across the timeline. Has some trouble with it. Gets the ball over to Grimmett on the left side. Grimmett gives it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker inside. He's going to be fouled. Trying to drive to the basket. Foul is going to be on Valentin Villalobos. Her first. Now in the game for Greeley County is Uriah Yanez. Yanez, a 5'10 senior. Inbounds pass comes in to Shoemaker. Shoemaker goes to the left side to Davies. Davies gets inside, and offensive foul on Davies. Jackson Brandt stood there and took it. Davies lost control of the basketball. He didn't look up, and he went in through Brandt. That's the first foul on Luke Davies. Second team foul on Lebo. Brandt gets it across the timeline. Gives the ball over to Giannis. Giannis off to Villalobos. Villalobos gets the ball to Schaefer. Now Brandt with it. Brandt gets it out to Villalobos. Villalobos back to Brandt. Brandt gets inside. Now dishes it. Now does a fake move. Gets Davies up in the air. Lays it up and good. Jackson Brandt with 9. Davies with it. Gets it to Bailey. Bailey, little jumper up and good. Austin Bailey with 2. And that's 9-6. But Jackson Brandt is just doing everything right now for Greeley County. Villalobos with it. Over to Jackson Brandt. Jackson Brandt dishes it off left side. They get it in underneath. The shot is up and no good. In fact, blocked. That shot by Isaac Snyder was blocked by Bailey. Titus Shear back in the game, replacing Valentin Villalobos. Inbound pass comes into Brandt. Brandt gets the ball, picks up the dribble, gives it out to Shear for three. No good. Rebounded by Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets it across the timeline. Shoemaker gives it off to Grimmett. Grimmett picks up the dribble. Now gives it over to Shoemaker. Shoemaker in the corner to Davies. Davies in the Oswald. Oswald gets a shot up. Good! And a foul! Zach Oswald, though, needs to stop barking. I mean, I know he's happy with stuff, but you can't bark. Half foul is on Isaac Snyder, his second. Oswald's free throw is up, and we're tied at 9. Now in the game for Greeley County is Carson Lubbers. He's a 6-foot senior. They get the ball off to Schaefer. Schaefer goes left side to Shear. Shear gets in the paint, dishes it off. The shot is up and no good by Yanez. Yanez, the rebound is pulled down by Zach Oswald up to Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker gives the ball off to Grimmett. Grimmett takes it left side. Has the ball, loses the ball, but Davies comes up with it. Davies gets inside, and he's going to be fouled. Luke Grimmett on the basketball ain't pretty, but he's effective at getting stuff done. That foul is going to be on Jackson Brandt, his first. 2:28 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 9. Luke Davies gets it. Turn around, jumper, no good. Rebounded to Greeley County. Shear with it. Shear gets it across the timeline. Gets it in underneath, loses control of the basketball, out of bounds. And Zach Oswald just accidentally, Zach Oswald was fired up, and he just turned around, and Shear was in his way. But Zach's got to watch himself a little bit. He's fiery. Inbounds pass comes into Davies. Pressure being put on in backcourt. Now they get the ball to Grimmett. Another ball knocked away. Out of bounds by Lincoln Schaefer. Inbounds pass comes in. They get the ball down to Grimmett. Grimmett down the court to Bailey. Bailey does get it over to Zach Oswald. Oswald loses control of the basketball, though. Here comes Titus Shear with it. Left side to Brandt. Brandt over to Shear in the corner. Three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker with it. Gets it down to Bailey. Bailey now to Shoemaker. Shoemaker drives in. Jumper. Good! And Lebo with the first lead of the night. 11-9. 1:39 to go here in the first quarter. Left side. Schaefer. Schaefer up to Brandt. Brandt, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Grayson Shoemaker. Grayson gets it across the timeline. Hands the ball off. No, he's going to keep it himself. Hands the ball off to Grimmett. Grimmett on the left wing gets it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker, right side to Bailey. Bailey in the corner to Davies. Davies to Oswald. Now up to Bailey. Bailey gets the ball to Shoemaker. Shoemaker for three. No good. Rebounded to Greeley County. Jackson Brandt gets the ball left side. Three-pointer by Villalobos is up and good. No, excuse me, that was Yanez. Yanez with the three-pointer and then a turnover by Lebo. Now in the game, Villalobos is back in the game replacing Lubbers for Greeley County. They're going to try to wear Lebo down with their depth. Villalobos. I mean, Yanez gets it across the timeline. Right side to Schaefer. Schaefer gets inside. This is a back out. Three-pointer by Villalobos. No good. Rebounded by Oswald. Oswald gives it out to Davies. Davies now has the ball stolen. by Brandt. Brandt gets inside. There's going to be a foul called on Davies. Well, Luke Davies' problem wasn't the foul. It was the pass that got stolen by Brandt. And now checking in the game for Lebo is Andrew Conrady. Andrew, a 6'1 sophomore. Inbounds pass comes into Brandt. Brandt gets inside. Shot is up. Off the glass. No good. Brandt gets the rebound and foul. Oh, they're going to say a tie-up between him and Austin Bailey. So Lebo a chance to go for the last shot here at the end of the first quarter. Inbounds pass comes into Bailey. Bailey takes a couple dribbles. Now has trouble with it. Gives the ball over to Grimmett. Grimmett needing to get it across the timeline, and he does. Grimmett probably wanting to settle for it, take the last shot. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Landon Grimmett gives it off to Oswald. They're not going to get a shot off. And that does it for the first quarter. And at the end of one, it is Greeley County 12, Lebo 11. We'll be back after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to Lebo State Tournament Action on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. Let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. The Lebo Booster Club, they back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! And Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at mantell.com. Henry out with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most. Proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities.
Greeley County has the ball, and the shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Grimmett. And by Conrady, excuse me. Conrady got the rebound. And here comes Grayson Shoemaker with it. He gets Conrady in the right corner. Conrady gets it back up. Now they swing it left side. They get into Grimmett. Grimmett's about 15 feet out. Grimmett's going to back in. He's going to get an offensive foul. He had his left elbow up, and he extended it. And so that's a legit, that's a tough foul. That is number two on Landon. So he's going to have to watch himself here for the next few minutes. And Coach Becker was like, that was a flop. Well, I don't think flopping's a call that can be made in the high school ranks. Jackson Brandt with it. Gives the ball to the right side to Yanez. Yanez gets the ball in. Ball backed out to Yanez. Yanez up to Shearer. Shearer gives the ball off to Villalobos. Villalobos over to Brandt. Brandt back to Shearer. Shearer goes inside. Now they get the ball to Yanez. Yanez, there's going to be a foul called out front on Lebo. It's on Austin Bailey, his first 16 foul on the Wolves. So Greeley County will be shooting free throws the rest of this half. Ball goes up top. Brandt. Brandt has it, gives it over to Schaefer. Schaefer back to Brandt. Brandt kicks it left side to Villalobos for three. Good. Valentin Villalobos with his first 3 points of the night. And now they get the ball to Bailey. Bailey, he gets inside, has the ball knocked away. Shoemaker with it. Shoemaker brings it back out up top. Sets up the offense. Goes to the left side, gives the ball off to Bailey. Bailey now gives the ball to Grimmett. Grimmett now to Bailey. Bailey up top to Shoemaker. Shoemaker. 6 minutes to go here in the second. Shoemaker gets in the paint. He's going to be tripped. Oh, they're going to call traveling? Oh, come on. He traveled because he got tripped. And now Grayson's got to get back in the game. Ball goes to the right side. Now they get it in underneath the Brandt. Brandt on the baseline. Now gives it up. Valentin, to Giannis. Giannis gives it over. Now three-pointers up and no good by Schaefer. And here comes Lebo with the basketball. Grayson Shoemaker goes to the right side to Bailey. Bailey gets in underneath. Left side now to get it back up top. Now Bailey has it. Bailey picks up the dribble. Left side to Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker takes it to the basket. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Oswald put back up and good. Oswald with seven. And cuts the lead back to two. 15-13. Ball goes left side. Villalobos. Now they get it to Brandt. Brandt gives it back up to Villalobos. Villalobos off to Shear. Shear. Now the Giannis. Giannis' shot is up, no good. And a foul on the rebound. Zach Oswald comes down with the rebound. A foul is going to be on Lincoln Schaefer, his second. And it's 15-13. Jackrabbits with the lead. 4:45 to go in the first half. Grimmett with it. Picks up the dribble. Goes left side to Shoemaker. Shoemaker now up to Conradi. Right side to Grimmett. Grimmett into Oswald. Zach. I don't know who he was trying to get the ball to, but it was tipped. Thank goodness. Because it ended up between Bailey and Shoemaker. And that wasn't where it was supposed to go. Grimmett gets the ball inbound to Conradi. Conradi gets the ball to Bailey on the right side. Bailey going to be fouled. And that should be a one-on-one attempt for Bailey. And it should be a one-on-one for Austin Bailey. Bailey with 2 points on the night. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound comes out to Giannis for Greeley County. Villalobos has it. Now they get it inside. Dish it left side. Three-pointer is up and no good by Isaac Schneider. And here comes Lebo with a chance to tie it or take the lead. Shoemaker gives it off to Grimmett. Grimmett gets inside. Shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Grimmett. Put back up. Good! And we're tied at 15. Grimmett with his first two of the night. Now Giannis has it. Goes to the left side to Brandt. Brandt gets in spin move. Inside. Gets shot up off the glass. No good. And he's going to be fouled by Conradi. Jackson Brandt had all nine of Greeley County's points in the first quarter. Now we had nine of their 11. Free throws up and good. Brandt now with 10. Second shot is good. He's got 11. And it's a 17-15 lead for Greeley County. Grimmett across the timeline. Gets the ball up to Shoemaker. Shoemaker right side to Bailey. Bailey gives the ball up to Grimmett for three. No good. Rebound Battleford. Loose ball. We're going to get a traveling call on Greeley County because two players having the ball and falling to the floor at the same time. That is a traveling call because two players were on the same team. So Lebo to inbound it to the left of their basket. Ball comes into Shoemaker in the left corner. Shoemaker. Going to be fouled out there by Villalobos. Yeah, they're going to say Villalobos was pushing the issue a little too much. So Grayson Shoemaker at the free throw line. Free throws up and good. Grayson now has 5 points. Chance to tie this game up again with the free throw. Second free throw is up and good. Grayson Shoemaker with 6. And we're tied at 17. Villalobos with it on the left side. Picks up a dribble, gives it back up top to Schneider. Schneider gives it over to Giannis. Giannis' 3-pointer's no good. And the rebound comes down to Lebo. Garrett. And Grayson Shoemaker goes to the right side. Now they get the corner to Conradi. Back up. Conradi has it. Conradi dishes it off to Oswald. Oswald back to Bailey. Bailey to Conradi. Now left corner to Shoemaker. Shoemaker drives in. Has the ball stripped. Gets it back out. Grimmett. Thought about the three. Gets it in the corner to Shoemaker. He'll take the three. Good! Grayson Shoemaker with 9. And Lebo with the lead. 20-17. Now they get jumpers up and no good by Titus Shear. Zach Oswald on the rebound and he's fouled. That is team foul number 9. That's number 2 on Jackson Brandt. That's huge. That is huge for Greeley County. We're going to get a timeout called. 2:03 to go in the first half. It's Lebo 20, Greeley County 17. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Lebo State Tournament action on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Lebo Wolves good luck.
Lebo being led right now by 9 points from Grayson Shoemaker. One stat that is sticking out is Lebo is leading Greeley County, Tribune Greeley County, 10-4 in points in the paint. Greeley County is 3 of 10 from 3-point range, so that's where they're able to make up some of the points. Now at the free throw line, free throws up and good by Zach Oswald. Zach with 8, and Zach make that 9. And it's a 5-point lead for the Wolves, 22-17. With the basketball is Valentin Villalobos, who gives it over to the right side to Giannis. Giannis picks up the dribble, gives it back up to Brandt. Brandt gives the ball to the left side to Giannis. To Villalobos. Villalobos now right side, it goes to Shear. Shear gets in the paint. Dishes it left side. Giannis. Giannis gets inside. Shots up, no good. Rebound by Shoemaker. Shoemaker with the rebound, gives it down to Grimmett. Grimmett drives in, loses control of the basketball. It was actually knocked out by Giannis, knocked it off of Grimmett's leg. Here's the stat that we've seen before in this tournament. Lebo is out rebounding Greeley County 16-6. Shearer gets it across the timeline, gives the ball over left side to Giannis. Giannis now brings it over right side, gives the ball off to Titus Shear. Shear goes off a screen, gets it inside, dishes it out. Left, Villalobos with it. Villalobos gives it up. Now they get the ball to Shear. Shear. Shear goes to the right side, gets the ball off to Schneider. Schneider Now to inside, Villalobos' shot is up and good. Valentin Villalobos with five. That cuts the lead to three, 22-19. Grayson Shoemaker goes to the right side to Conradi. Conradi back up to Shoemaker, left side to Grimmett. Grimmett for three, good! Landon Grimmett with five. Levo with their largest lead, 25-19. Gets the ball off. Valentin Villalobos goes inside. Shot is up and good. Grimmett knew he couldn't step in there to try to take the charge because he already has two fouls. But now with 14 seconds to go, let's see if Levo can operate a little bit better than they did at the end of the first quarter. Grayson Shoemaker with it. 6 seconds to go. Shoemaker goes off a screen. Jumper! No good. Rebound, and that's going to do it for the first half. At the end of the first half, it is Levo 25, Tribune Greenlee County 21. We'll be back with the halftime show after these messages. You're listening to Levo State Tournament action on Mix 104.9.
Levo State Basketball being brought to you by Tri-County Real Estate. Carmen Mackey provides outstanding personalized